إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، إن شاء الله today we will talk about another one of the ailments of the heart, and that is the hardness of the heart. And the hardness of the heart is expressed and diagnosed by the dryness of the eyes. And this is from the hadith narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there are two kinds of eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect from the hellfire. One is the eye that stays awake in protection of the Muslims, stays awake for the protection of the Muslims. And the other one is the eye that weeps for the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when nobody is watching, in the dead of the night, alone by themselves. The eye, tears in the eye are sign of the softness of the heart. And softness of the heart is an essential element for hidayat. Hardness of the heart is a disease of the heart. Hardness of the heart is where the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mention of the benefits and the rewards that Allah will give, or the benefits of the possibility of punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hardness of the heart is where none of this has any effect on the person. And the person listens to it without anything happening to him. Hardness of the heart is also where there is no movement in the heart. And movement of the heart for the glory of Allah is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned as one of the signs of the believers. Where Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that mu'mineen are the people who, when the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes before them, their hearts shiver with the fear and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And a hard heart is the one which does not have any effect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the hardness of the heart in another place, where he said that some people, their hearts are hard as stone, as rocks. And he said that no, they are actually harder than rocks, because rocks split and springs of water come out of the rocks. But the heart does not split. The same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the effect of his kalam on the mountain in the famous ayat of Suratul Hashr. And he said that if this kalam had been sent down on a mountain, the mountain would have disintegrated with the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that reference also is towards the heart, to say that what happens to your heart, because the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent on your heart. The kalam of Allah has been sent on the heart of every single Muslim in the world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one who received the kalam, but the kalam is meant for the heart of every single Muslim in the world. And so we need to ask ourselves, what is the effect of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on my heart? Is there any effect at all? If the effect is there, is it enough? And the sign of that is tears in the eyes. Tears in the eyes not to show the world. Tears in the eyes not when you are leading salah and then you start weeping. Now, if that happens spontaneously, inshallah, this is alhamdulillah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is bashara. But if somebody, may Allah protect us from such actions, if somebody deliberately tries to cry, then this is riya, this is shirk. This is absolute shirk. Somebody deliberately tries to cry to impress the people, oh mashallah, he's got so much khushu, he's crying in his salah. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. That is the worst and worst of the worst. But if it happens spontaneously, when you are talking about the glory and majesty of Allah, the eyes fill up with tears, alhamdulillah, no problem with that. This is from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tendency of the eyes to cry is a sign of the bashara of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And dry eyes that don't cry is a very great danger. And that's the reason why we have to constantly do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly mention the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly read the Quran, reflect on what we are reading. So we understand that it's not just some ritual, chanting of something, but we actually understand what we are reading and allow that to have an effect on the heart. And that's why, that's the reason also for the importance of fikr, of sitting and in contemplation and reflection. And that's why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in many places, He said there are signs for people who are yatafakkarun, people who have fikr, people who reflect, people who think, they contemplate, not just live routinely and live, mechanically. So therefore, thinking about the glory of Allah, making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that He has given us, all the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially those that are essential for our survival, Allah has given us without asking. Without asking. We didn't make dua for this. Allah gave it to us. All of those. Plus more. Plus more. And we need to therefore thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And that's the way of softening of the heart. Another way of softening of the heart is to read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to read the seerah of the sahaba, to read the seerah of the great people of this deen, and see what they did and what kind of sacrifices they did and what sort of investments they made in their lives and how they chose to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what happened to them. No matter what happened to them. That's very important to reflect, because there are people, and these people made active choices. They didn't just do this mechanically. They made active choices where they chose to follow the path of Muhammad Rasulullah, even though it angered the powers that be, the powers that were at that time. And they suffered as a result of that. They suffered. Many of them were imprisoned. Many of them were tortured. Many of them were killed. But they did not leave the path. They said, no, whatever happens, we will stand firm on the faith that Rasulullah brought, and we stand firm on the faith that we accepted. All of these kinds of things, zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the biographies of great people, reading the biographies and seeing what they have done in their lives, reflecting on the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of these things help to soften the heart. And then of course one must make dua. Why this quote from one of the salaf, he said, I always know when my dua is accepted. So they asked him, how do you know when your dua is accepted? He said, when my dua is accepted, I start weeping. Tears come into my eyes spontaneously. So I know that my dua is accepted. When I'm making some dua, but tears come into my eyes, I know the dua is accepted. So each one has his own thing. I mean, this is not wahi or something like this. But at the same time saying that it's important to have a heart which is alive. Not one dead, piece of meat. Have a heart which is alive, which reacts, which has an effect. Another thing which is a sign of the softness of the heart is to see what is the effect of what is happening in the world. The effect of Muslims are falling into sin, Muslims are dying without iman, Muslims are dying without the kalima, on their tongues. What is the effect of that? There is a famous story from the biography of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullahi Alayhi Kandlavi, that he used to, in the Masjid in Nizamuddin, at that time it was a small little masjid with a house to make wudu, and he had one room in that masjid by the side where he used to live, and he would be walking in the sahan of the masjid, in the courtyard of the masjid, the whole night walking up and down, and weeping and weeping and weeping, weeping and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walking up and down. His wife one day called out to him. She said, Jali, will you kill yourself? What is wrong with you? He said, why do you cry so much? What is the problem with you? Whatever is happening. Why do you cry so much? What's the problem with you? Will you kill yourself? What is this? I mean, whole night you're walking up and down, you're weeping and weeping. For what? Why are you doing all this? So he said to his wife, why should I not weep? Or should I not weep? When I know and I can see that Muslims are dying without the kalima. The Muslims in the world who are dying without the kalima. I mean, somebody else who has not entered Islam, he dies without the kalima. That is a calamity in itself. But Muslims themselves are dying without the kalima. Muslims don't have any idea. They don't know who Allah is. They don't worship. They don't pray. They are not on tawheed. People are falling into shirk. All of this is happening. You want me to sleep peacefully? How can I sleep peacefully? And see, alhamdulillah, the result of that crime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the world. Yeah? Allah showed the world. The result of that crime. Thing is, to have a heart which is soft, to have a heart which feels the pain, not just the pain, physical pain, to feel the spiritual pain of the fact that a Muslim is dying without kalima, that a Muslim has fallen into sin, that a Muslim is deliberately committing haram, that Allah has given wealth and that wealth is being spent not to please Allah, but to deliberately buy the anger of Allah. Today, none of this affects us. No problem. Somebody is doing nonsense in the name of weddings, in the name of funerals and this and that. People are spending money. Allah gave them wealth. That wealth they are actually using to buy the anger of Allah. Allah ka ghussa khareed rahe. Allah ki rahmat nahi khareed rahe. Allah ka ghussa khareed rahe. They're buying the fire of the hell, of Jahannam. They're paying for it and buying the fire of Jahannam. What else do you call it? People, we have ceremonies that are associated with our weddings, which are clearly haram. There is no doubt about this. There is no, difference of opinion about it. But people are Muslims are doing it. Now, should other Muslims not be concerned about this? I mean, that is why I am saying hardness of the heart is such a big evil. Such a big evil. We are not concerned. We don't care. I am not saying you are doing it. You are not doing it. But you also are not concerned. You don't care. Somebody else is doing it. You don't even fear that the actions of that person will bring azab on the community in which I will also be affected. Because this again is from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, where he said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab descends on a community, it destroys everybody. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, even the good people, he said, yes, even the good people. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will separate the good from the bad. But when that azab of Allah comes on the community, it will destroy everyone. And what is the way of saving that? Is to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to ask the forgiveness of Allah for the community, is to warn those people. And that again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that as long as such people are there, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be halted. As long as such people are there who are warning, who are saying, don't worry about the fact that if you stand and warn people for their own good, they will malign you. They will slander you. They will backbite you. No problem. This is dunya. This is supposed to happen. If that is happening to you, alhamdulillah, you are following the sunnah of the anbiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the sunnah of the anbiya. Because there is no nabi who was not denied. There is no Nabi who was not denied. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya hasratan ala al-ibad, ma yatihim min rasulin illa kanu bihi yastahziun. There is no Nabi who was not denied, who was not, belied and who was not maligned. So, alhamdulillah, if you are doing the work of deen and if you are inviting people towards good and those people, instead of appreciating that, if those people malign you and backbite you and slander you, alhamdulillah, no problem. No problem. Allah is opening the doors of hasanat for you for free. You are getting a lot of deposits into your bank account. Why are you bothered? Alhamdulillah, let it happen. But do the work. Do the work. Because that work is what changes hearts. And don't worry, for every single person who backbites you, there will be 10 who will be changed because of what you are doing. That also happens. Both are equally there. To be able to stand, we talk about the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We talk about the importance of following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the biggest sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was what? To stand in the night and to weep before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his ummah. Not for himself. Not for himself, not for his wives or his children, no. For the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To weep in the night for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a Sahih hadith, he said that the amal of the ummah are shown to me. The amal of the ummah are shown to me. And if they are good, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And if they are not good, then I ask the forgiveness of Allah for them. Which one of us is standing and crying in the night for the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'm not saying nobody is doing it. I'm saying each one of us has to ask himself or herself, did I do this today? When I was praying tahajjud, first of all, did I pray tahajjud? Secondly, if I prayed tahajjud, did I make dua for the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let us do it. Let us make this into a habit to say that at least I will pray 2 rakat of tahajjud and I will make dua for the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People go for hajj, they make tawaf, they go to Arafat and they cry. I'm not saying again nobody is doing dua for the Ummat, but how many are doing dua for the Ummat? Most of us go there, we talk about ourselves. Alhamdulillah, Allah do this for me. Nothing wrong, obviously, we have to ask Allah. Absolutely no problem with making dua for yourself. But who will make dua for the Ummah? Why does that not happen? Again, because of hardness of heart. We don't care. The bottom line is, we do not care. We have to start caring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us for the people. Ukhrijat linnas. Allah sent us for the people. We are a people who are supposed to care. We are a people who are supposed to care. Allah did not send us to live for ourselves. Allah sent us to live for other people. For the whole of mankind. Everybody. We were sent to make dua for people who are the worst enemies of Islam. Make dua for them. Oh Allah, save them. Oh Allah, change their hearts. This dunya will finish. That worst enemy of Islam might think he is the great guy, he will finish. But when he sees Malakul Maut, then he will realize what he was doing. And imagine his plight. Imagine what will be his state at that time. And we are supposed to feel for this and say, Allah, whatever he did, change his heart. Bring him into Islam. Do not let him die in this state. Because then what will he say? Ya laytani kuntu turaba. He will say, oh Allah, I wish I was dust. He will say, oh, I wish I was dust. We don't wish this on anybody. We were not sent to curse the world. We were sent to save the world. And that comes again from the softness of the heart. So this softness of the heart is a very major benefit of the heart. And a hardness of the heart is a very major evil and a very major illness of the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts responsive to His word, to His kalam, and to the teachings of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah to make our hearts sensitive to the plight of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to make our hearts such that we make dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that dua which we make in favor of the Ummat of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.